And now on the Garden Clinic, garden news, thanks to Seasol. For the best garden in the street, don't forget the Seasol.
Here is legend number one.
Welcome to your new garden. You may remember that a month or two ago, we made a vegetable garden here. This is the first time that I've seen the garden since we made and planted it. So for our last program of the year, let's have a look and just see what the progress has been. Just as a reminder, and for the benefit of people who didn't see the program, here's how we went about it. We removed the buffalo turves, or the grass turves, spading down around them. And then we dug the whole area over, and at the same time we turned in some homemade compost and a bag of mushroom compost.
Yes, that's the inimitable voice of Alan Seal. Alan was a neighbour of ours, lived in the suburb, and sadly we lost Alan many years ago now, but his voice is just, you know, such a legend in so many memories, both on radio and on television. And it was an honour to follow in his footsteps on ABC TV all those years ago. That was recorded at about 1983 or 84, that particular episode of In Your Garden. The next legend is about to join us, Judy Horton from Yates. Good morning to you.
Oh, look, not at all in that cup, Graham. I'm standing here with tears in my eyes listening to Alan's voice. Wasn't he? He was just such an inspiration for, I think, for so many of us baby boomers, wasn't he? Because in the swinging 60s, we were so busy having fun, we didn't learn any of the gardening that we should have been. Well, you were the smart one, but the rest of us kind of skipped it. And then all of a sudden, we found ourselves with houses and blocks of land and gardens, and we had to turn to Alan. And dear, he was such a wonderful man, so knowledgeable, but also so gentle, and so it was just a joy to hear his voice again.
Yes, you're quite right, a very gentle, caring sort of fellow, and the programs were just this wonderful, relaxed pace. And, of course, listeners here on 2GB will remember that Alan had two programs. One was half an hour and the other one was short, about 12, 15 minutes on the ABC television, and then, of course, ABC radio. And he did them for, what, over 20 years?
Yes, and, of course, he had television show, I think, on the ABC as well. I will remember the night before my daughter was born. It was 1976, and we saw this plant. It was that tree daisy that flowers in winter, and, of course, she was born in June, and we saw that there. Oh, we've got to have those. And then I remember my husband rushing into me a couple of days later while we were still in, you know, used to stay in hospital for a week in those days, saying, I've seen one in flower, I've seen one in flower. And when we left the hospital with a baby, we had to drive around that street in Wirunga to see that. It was so difficult.
Yes. It was. And he introduced us to so many ideas and so many plants. But the other thing that I'd learned from Alan, certainly from his radio and television work, was the practicality of passing on and the importance of passing on the practice of gardening.
That's right, and because one of the things that he worked on while he was with Yates, and a lot of people don't know he worked for Yates because the media career took over his life, but he did go there after the Second World War, and he was responsible for, well, the Yates Garden Guide, a number of editions of that, and if you're talking practical, it's hard to get more practical than that.
Correct.
And of course, I know the other thing that you're going to talk about was the way he worked on some of the fertilisers, as well as, of course, that well-known seed range.
Well, Alan was certainly a great legend, and you've been a great legend and supporter of gardening right across Australia at Yates. And, of course, the icon that I've been referring to is an icon of a brand, and that's Yates Thrive, which Alan was involved with.
Well, Alan, yes, Alan developed Thrive in 1964, so hence Thrive's celebrating a 50th birthday, and that was what you alluded to before.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, when we came out of the Second World War and we thought we knew all about chemistry, etc., we started using a lot of the dry fertilisers, the Grow Plus type things, and we found, yes, they were good for promoting growth, but they did raise the salt levels in the soil and they had to be handled with care or they'd burn, and they were also, you know, a little bit slower getting into the fast growing plants. So in 1964, Alan worked out that if we had something that you could put in water and then apply to the plants in water. It was great for things that, well, like your leafy veggies, etc., fast growing and flowers, but also because it was applied in water, then there was no longer that risk of damaging the plants with the salt.
And they took the, you know, they took that fertilizer up quickly, and yeah, our, the flower displays that I can remember as a youngster, you know, they were all fed with Thrive, and you know, had these beautiful zinnias and calendulas and marigolds, and you know, the colour was just spectacular, and often because of the fact they were being fed by Thrive.
I remember once talking to a fellow who worked for one of the local councils, and he said that when they were doing all their park plantings, they always watered in their seedlings with Thrive. Now, that was how they actually settled them in, which got them going. But they're all going to come back, Alan. There's a Freudian slip. Yeah. They're all going to come see you're a legend and an icon, and you've done just the same sort of thing a generation on for so many people. So, but I think all those bright flowers are going to make a comeback because, you know, gardens are like, well, fashions in gardens are cyclical like everything else.
And they certainly are. And in fact, I think sometimes our seedling growers limit us a little. But, you know, we've just planted a mass of snapdragons and what have you. So we're looking forward to a fantastic spring this year because we've got a terrific array of seedlings all being given a boost along with Thrive. But in the 50th year, Yates have done something a little bit different with Thrive.
Well, we've got a couple of interesting things happening. Yes, we've brought out a range of Thrive liquids in plastic bottles with that really clever plastic labelling on it too, so that the labels don't fade and they don't fall off, and you always know. And if you leave them outside, it's not the end of the earth. But the other really, really exciting one, it's not available yet, but is coming this spring, is the Thrive Easy Pods. Now, anyone that has a dishwasher will know what I'm talking about, because they are little, almost like cubes, soft cubes of fertilizer, of Thrive fertilizer, but they're encased in a dissolvable wrapper, exactly like those tablets that you put into your dishwasher.
So obviously, you just drop one into a watering can.
You just drop it into a watering can and shake it a little bit, give it a little bit of time to dissolve, and then walk around and fertilise the gardening as easily as that. So how is that for the 2014 edition, Thrive?
Amazing. Well, you've gone from the old powder, the soluble powder, to a liquid, and in 1 year you've gone from a liquid to these little capsules that will be coming out.
The pods, but the old powder's still there, so anyone that's really fond of that, you know, you can certainly get that. And you can also get the Thrive flower and fruit, because the original Thrive was very high in nitrogen, great for getting the plants growing, but for encouraging more fruiting and flowering, then the flower and fruit's got a much higher proportion, particularly of potassium. And of course, the other side benefit of that is that potassium's the nutrient that strengthens the plants, so that you get better disease resistance as well as more flowering and fruiting.
Jenny, you travel all over Australia for Yates, giving talks and you know, information to people, answering people's lines at Yates. How do you see the understanding about all those different elements, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, the trace elements? Do you see people's understanding has improved over the years about them?
Look, I think I'd probably have to say it might have even lessened in many ways. Not for the keen gardeners, and probably not for the people that regularly listen to you, but for a lot of the people have so little time these days that they're kind of rushing all the time and they don't get to take it in. And that's why we've always tried to keep our labelling as simple and straightforward as possible. And I know, you know, another thing that I've shown you, and again, not quite available yet, is we're bringing out a range of what we call health packs, which are all the micronutrients, the magnesium and the copper and trace elements. But they've got these great labels that actually picture the potential problem, because diagnosing things like that is scary for people that don't know much about gardening. Yeah. And a name that says, well, something like leaf greener, as well as the proper name, so that the proper gardeners and the committed and educated gardeners will find what they're looking for, but the people that are just learning will be able to find it as well.
And easier ways to turn your hydrangeas pink or blue, and it'll be on the label.
That's right, yes. They'll be, and it's just called hydrangea pinking and the hydrangea bluing. Now, they'll all be white bottles, again, probably out, I think. Look for them. Maybe wait till September. I mean, they say August, but usually it takes a little while for them to kind of get out there and spread widely.
Well, it's been wonderful to chat to you. A 50th anniversary of Thrive. You've come up with a new liquid version of it. And listeners, you can get the Thrive, the new Thrive. Look, the old pack is still there. The old pack, don't get me wrong, the old pack's still there. But you can get the all-purpose. There's a rose, roses and flowers. So it's got an extra little boost of goodies in there to get extra flowers. And, of course, the citrus, very popular new fertilizer concentrate liquids coming out.
They're actually all available now, the liquids.
Yeah. Yes,
so we don't have to wait for those.
And the pods will be out later on in another couple of weeks.
That's it.
Listen to this, Judy. Just listen. And listeners, listen to this little cheerio.
From In Your Garden, may I wish you all the very best for Christmas and the new year. Thank you for being with us and very good gardening.
Isn't that amazing, Judy?
Oh, honestly, Graham. What great footsteps we're trying to follow in.
Yeah, absolutely. Huge boots to follow. Alan Seal, Judy Horton, and a happy birthday, 50th birthday to Thrive. Thank you, Yates, for bringing back and revisiting Thrive after 50 years. And thank you for your time today, Judy. All the very best. We'll be talking before the year's out. All the best, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Judy Horton from Yates. And we'll be talking to Judy later on this year because, well, she's having a little bit of a break. She's having, at the end of the year, retirement from Yates. But you'll be seeing and hearing a lot more from Judy. She's too good to lose from Yates. And I'm sure we'll be chatting to her a lot more. Isn't that nice? From Alan Seal. Nice little chat there.